Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
I like your fish shot, girl. I keep it when you'll let up.
Let's see the damn bringing us back.
Gone up in blueprint.
That song is called Peg from the Aja album, which is an awesome album, by the way. 17 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Doug Weed, an outstanding historian, author of Inside Trump's White House, The Real Story of His Presidency. That's one of his great books on presidents and other historical figures. Doug, thanks again for being here. Let's talk about... In the previous segment, we talked about what you see now with regard to especially the Biden administration, some of the things that we're seeing there. When we focus forward over the next, let's say through 2022, into the next election cycle, what do you see? I know what they want to do. They want to change the Supreme Court. They want to end the filibuster. They want to spend a whole lot more money. What's the political reality of all that? What do you think?
Well, it's hard to measure. One thing that's quite concerning is they're pumping all of this money into their own institutions. Planned Parenthood is getting an infusion of tens of millions of dollars. The academia, even the programs that they talk about passing, for
right.
example, forgiving student debt, that mm-hmm. sounds nice, and everyone wants poor young people who have mountains of debt to be relieved of that. But the money won't go to the young people. The money will go to Harvard and to
right.
big academia that
right.
supports the Democrats. So you've got Harvard sitting on $42 billion in endowment money,
yeah.
and they'll just get another bunch of billions of dollars from the government. So you got money going to Hollywood, to
and these are things under the guise of infrastructure and economic recovery, aren't they? They're not even naming them.
Yeah.
These are side hustles, basically in these bills, right? $1 trillion bills.
That's right. And so they control Congress, they control the White House and the media and academia and corporate America. Of the top 20 companies in America,
yep.
18 of them, their CEOs are Democrats. And it just goes on and on. And the only thing they don't have is the Supreme Court. And that's what they're trying to do.
And that's a narrow margin, because I think we need to quit calling John Roberts a conservative. I mean, I think he's totally, I don't mean that in a spiteful way. I think his tracker, and I think he completely converted this last time when he voted with the liberals on the religious case for California where California didn't want people to be able to worship at home, to have Bible study in their own homes. He sided with the liberals against that. So I don't think
yeah,
we can call him a conservative anymore, do you?
No, I don't think so. And that's typical. The establishment Republicans, including the ones I worked for, Bush's,
right.
would always appoint a liberal.
Right.
They appoint a conservative.
Souter,
and give one to
Souter and Roberts are the two promising ones.
Yeah, they come to mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
so,
Eisenhower picked Earl Warren. So there you
exactly.
go. It's been going on a long time.
Exactly. So in terms of the politics of these policies that you're talking about, these are things that need to get done in 2021, right? Because next year is an election year, and the people who are running for their lives to get reelected, they're going to have to moderate their stance to get reelected. They're going to have to lie about what they really believe in to get reelected, right?
Not necessarily so. If they cheat in the elections, then, you know, they allow people to be I mean, you could be a Nigerian and you could vote in an American election. You
yeah.
have to have no proof.
Do you think there's going to continue to be
identification?
There's no question in my mind that there was rampant fraud in the last election, up and down the ballot. But folks, that's something I've done. I've done some research and reporting on this. Doug, do you think that continues in the next election?
I think so. I mean, what's to stop it? You've got the national media covering for them and protecting them. They just you've got big tech covering for them. The stories now coming out of big tech are just staggering, horrendous, complete censorship. They'll interrupt the growth of an IG account, for example, and then they'll restore it when there's criticism.
Mm-hmm.
But meanwhile, they've interrupted the growth, so they can't compete with the more liberal accounts that they promote, and on it goes. So if you can't communicate online, and you can't communicate on the internet, and you can't communicate through television, they've got conservative radio is still left, but they're squeezing free speech off to a little island, and
they really have left. Folks, this is the most, and this is something that's easy to see. This isn't a controversial point that Doug is making. I think it's important to point out, Doug, what you just said, that's not a controversial point. This is happening in front of your eyes. The first words of the Constitution are about free speech, ensuring free speech. It is the fundamental foundation, the keystone, the bedrock under all other liberties. And they are imperiled right now. They're being impinged upon every day, more and more. And you can see it in front of your eyes. You don't have to be a member of QAnon to understand that and to recognize it. Right back with Doug Weed. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.